I'd like you to sense zeal and see if you can also feel zeal for the path, for God and for the path that you're walking. Because a lot of people don't. They start out with zeal and then they dry out or mellow down or get preoccupied. And if you lose your zeal, there's just so much less zip in your progress. You got to have zeal. If you have zeal, you got tremendous power helping you go forward. Very often, new on the path, you drive anywhere to get more information and inspiration. You're just on fire. You read into the night. You meditate into the night. Then after you get used to everything and everything kind of cools down, your zeal goes and a lot of your power and a lot of your possibilities fall away. So, think of zeal in your life. Consider whether you have zeal these days. And see if you can open yourself, perhaps in watchfulness, perhaps in this sense of awe. Let zeal happen again. It's sad to see people living without zeal. It's sad. They're half alive. So, zeal. Big thing. Zeal equals big deal. So you might look to your zeal tank. See if you got a lot of zeal in your tank. Zeal makes it just so much fun to do the path, fun to be alive. Gives you a lot of power with which to live and succeed too. Look into your zeal zone. Just cultivate it. You just cultivate. You find some and you just give it some space to grow and develop. So what this does then, it creates a condition where it's easy to become clean. Clean in this sense. Clean. Pride, envy, and anger fall away from you. In your zeal. In your watchfulness. Pride, envy, and anger fall away. Like an old skin falls from a snake. Cleanliness. Just this falling off. So I break that down and be mindful of it because you'll know when it's fallen off, you're not feeling that way anymore. You're not feeling arrogance, envy, jealousy, anger, frustration, anxiety. Those fall away. That's a very important stage. Get the zeal going and let the old skin fall off. You'll know when it has. You're no longer thinking and feeling that way and suffering from it. So it's an important stage to let it happen. Okay. Now it gets pretty sublime. I mean, zeal and awe are sublime enough, but what happens? Just this is a generator. There are all kinds of spiritual dynamics occurring here by proceeding thus. Next stage is separation. But it's really elegant. It's very subtle. What happens is, a normal person is rooted in the senses and in the world and things of the world. You're rooted in the world. And just being a creature and trying to get through life, you switch your roots. You become rooted in spirit, in God, in essence, in soul. You become rooted in divine service. That's the way to do it. Rooted in divine service. You're no longer stuck in the world or caught in the world, bound in the world. Your roots change. You're rooted above or rooted in essence instead of matter. The sign that you're rooted in spirit is you love to serve God and your desire for fame and wealth fades because you're doing something that's so much more meaningful and significant. You're relating to reality instead of the Maya or the delusion of the world. So that's a phenomenal thing. So we'd better open ourselves to this one, realizing that that stage I already mentioned is really important. This falling away, this clean or free state from pride, envy, and anger. As a result of that old skin falling away, you find your roots in the world are just kind of letting go. As you're more and more rooted and confident and comfortable and full of faith and powerful in spirit.